Go with us this morning, the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 5. 1 Peter, chapter number 5. Lord, laid this message on my heart. I was talking Tuesday night. Me and Brother Mark Hall was fellowshipping and was talking about the services that we had Jubilee here. And Brother Mark made a statement, and God began burning in my heart on this message. And he and I had talked, and I'm not trying to use his thought, but what he gave me and what God said through him to try to help you this morning. I want you to realize something this morning. We preachers, we're not in a competition. This isn't a competition about my church or your church. This is a competition against the devil. And when the preachers can get together and fellowship and work together and realize there's no greater church than the church of the living God, I promise you these people, those Christians, would be able to get along and do a whole lot better. Amen? I don't understand how people can fall out of fellowship with church people and don't want to have nothing to do with them and don't want to be around them, but yet they want to go to heaven with them. Never understood that in all my life. This morning, 1 Peter chapter number 5, if you found your place and you're physically able, I invite you to stand to your feet as we read the Word of God. 1 Peter chapter number 5. I've never, ever, ever give my message title before I ever preached. I've never gave my message title before I ever read the Scripture. But this morning you pray for us. I want to preach to you on this thought that God just does not care. That God just does not care. Boy, I've seen some eyebrows pop out over the congregation this morning. I want you to get a hold of that thought that God just does not care. Read with us in verse number 6. The Bible says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I want to preach to you on this thought that God just does not care. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You this morning for being in Your house. And Lord, I thank You for the sweet spirit that we've already felt in this place. And Lord, I thank You for the good choir singing. Lord, I just want to say I love You this morning. And thank You for being faithful and meeting with us this morning. And Lord, I want to tell You I love You. And God, all that You've done for us. And God, Lord, if You just saved us, that would have been enough in itself. But Lord, You went above and beyond all that we've ever asked. And Lord, I need Your touch this morning more than I ever have. And Lord, I realize that we're just clay. And Lord, that we're Your workmanship. And yet, God, we have not yet arrived. But Lord, yet we are still failures every day in this sinful world. Lord, I pray that You'd have mercy upon us. And God, I pray that You'd cleanse our mind and cleanse our heart and cleanse our voice this morning. Lord, that You'd give us clarity and unction of the Holy Ghost to preach the Word. Lord, move in this presence of Your people. God, I pray that You'd touch every need this morning, touch every heart. Lord, I love You in Jesus' precious name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. You may be seated this morning. Boy, what a title for a message on Sunday morning. The majority of folks that are here want to hear a message that would be entitled that God cares about everything. But as your preacher this morning, and I feel led of the Holy Ghost, that this message would be fitting for this time and this hour, I want to preach to you on that subject that God just does not care. You see, this morning we get so consumed that God cares about everything, that He cares about our needs and that He cares about our wants and that He cares about our desires and that He cares about everything in our life. But by the help of the Lord this morning, after reading 1 Peter, I want you to notice what he is telling Peter at this time. Or Peter's writing, he says, casting all care upon Him, for He careth for you. Let me help you this morning and realize what we're trying to say, how we're trying to help you this morning. You see, we often get consumed about the situation and the circumstances that we're in. We often make statements and standards. Now, I'm all for standards and convictions in the house of God as long as they line up with the Bible. I'm going to be honest with you. My personal convictions are always based on the Bible, but I have some convictions in my life that are not not wrote in your King James Bible. Those are good, but I cannot preach personal convictions this morning. I can preach the Word of God and the standards and the morals that God teaches us. And let me say this, and before we go any further, it is our duty as a church to stand against sin. As a preacher, it is your duty to preach against sin. I'm going to be honest with you this morning. There's a lot of preachers in the society we live in that will tell another preacher, you're preaching entirely too hard. Let me be honest with you. If it's a sin in the Word of God, it's a sin in the day we live in. And if it's a sin in the day we live in, it'll be a sin at the day of judgment. And so it is our duty to preach against sin. Can I be honest with you this morning? It's our duty to hold a code of ethics in the church house. We are to represent God Almighty and the creation of God. Can I say this to you this morning? When Jesus Christ came into this world, He was God manifested in the flesh. He faced the same afflictions that you and I face. But can I ask you this morning and say this to you? Do you remember in Scripture when Jesus cried out to the heavens? He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Can I help you this morning and say this? There's a lot of you sitting here under the sound of my voice that has cried out, God, where are you at? God, where have you been? God, why ain't you near? Hey, God, why ain't you close to me this morning? I'm going to tell you some things that will help you is that God just does not care. Boy, you drew up and got quiet. You say, preacher, how can you say that God does not care? Number one, God does not care about your circumstances. Let me help you real quickly. You say, preacher, I thought God was a God that cared about where I was at. You're exactly right. He does. But I'm going to say this. Our Baptist churches are weak in faith. We feel that our circumstances that we are in, that we are facing, is too great for our God. We feel that we're in a situation that God cannot help. We feel like that it's too big. We feel like that it's too great. We feel like the situation itself, Brother Troy, is so great that God couldn't make a dent in it. I have news for you this morning. My God is a mountain mover. And my God is a big God. And if my God could take a ball of earth and dust and rock formation and create something called the earth, your problem's not too big for my God. And you say, preacher, how in the world can you say that? Can I tell you this morning, God doesn't care about your circumstances. Some of us this morning we say, preacher, why should we pray about everything? This is something so minute. This is something so small. This is something that I don't even want to bother with Him with it. This is something that shouldn't even be brought up. Why should I pray about it? God wants to be a part of everything you do. And God wants you to understand this. He don't care how small it is. He still wants you to bring it to Him. Some of you this morning, you lose your keys. And boy, you go on a rant and a rave, and you're looking for them, and you're overturned. Y'all wouldn't believe it, the stuff I've lost in my house. There's a sock monster in my house. I can buy 30 new pair of socks, and before it's over with, I only have 10 pair. Some of y'all ain't going to figure that out for a few days. You say, preacher, we get all been out of shape. Some of you's lost your watch. Have you ever lost your wallet before? Boy, that's a sick feeling, isn't it? You don't know where your credit cards are at. You don't know where your debit cards are at. And God forbid you don't know where your license is. You've lost your wallet. Whatever money was in it, you've lost it. My wife taught me something when we first got married. I'd get all bent out of shape, Brother Tommy. I couldn't find this. I knew I'd laid it down on the table. And I really believed she was moving it just to be mean to me. I lost a book one time. I lost a book. I asked, there's a lot of preachers that borrow my stuff. They come into my office. I had lost a book. I didn't really lose it. I loaned it out, but I lost it because I couldn't remember who got it. And I asked a bunch of preachers, no, I ain't got it. No, I ain't got it. I described it to them. No, I ain't got it. No, I ain't got it. I went for about 6 months asking people, have you still got that book? Have you still got this book? And every one of them told me no. And I said, Lord, you know where that book's at. And all preachers will lie and tell you. They'll just forget who they borrowed it from. And it becomes their personal property after a year. Amen, preachers? You ever had that happen? You ever had something happen? I pick on one preacher right now. That he was pastoring a church. It was before the Lord blessed us with Miss Jody. And we'd listen to those CDs of the piano playing. I'm going to be honest with you. We can't sing with a musical CD. I'm just going to throw that out there. Because we might sing too slow. We might sing faster than it. And that computer will not speed it up or slow it down. Either way, it's just one speed. But I loaned a preacher some CDs. And he told me, he said, well, what I'm going to do, I make copies of them. And I'll bring them back. That way you can put them back in the church library. I said, oh, that's great. Guess what? That was 4 years ago. I was sitting at his house the other night. And he told me, he said, you know, you stole my piano player. I said, you stole my CDs. He said, no, I didn't. He ain't been pastoring there in 2 years. He come out of his bedroom with a bag of CDs that belonged to Rhonda Tabernacle. You say, preacher, where you get it? We just forget. But I got to the point, I really wanted this book because I needed to reread it and get some new thoughts and go back. There was a part that got hung in my mind. And my wife just said, pray about it. Pray about it. Just pray about it. It wasn't but just a few weeks I'd prayed about that. And I walked into the prayer room. And Brother Odin was up doing a prayer room. He said, preacher, that book that you let me borrow about a year ago, he said, I'm still reading it. And I said, you're the devil that took it. Guess what? I found my book. You say, should I pray when I lose my keys? Absolutely. Should I pray when I lose my wallet? Absolutely. Should I pray when I lose my TV remote? No, you shouldn't pray because God didn't want you to have it anyways. But should I pray when I lay stuff down and I can't find it? Absolutely. Because I'm going to tell you this morning, there's a lot of people this morning lost their joy before they ever got to the house of God over something minute and something so small that they lost their joy to worship God today. Can I tell you, God doesn't care how small it is. God don't care how big it is. My God wants you to bring every need to Him. Peter wrote, he said, casting all your care. He said, casting yourself, everything that you have, upon Him. Because why? He careth for you. I care about you this morning. I care about what you're facing. I care about what tests you're having done. I care about what sickness you have. But let me say this. Is God cares on a more intimate level than I ever could. And God cares about everything that's going on in your life. Every detail in your life. He wants to be a part of every day of your life. God doesn't care how big. God doesn't care how small. I want to preach on this subject. God just does not care. Can I tell you real quickly this morning? God does not care about your situation. We're going to catch a different gear right here and shift just a little bit. There's a lot of people, you start talking about Jesus Christ to them and them turning their life into His hands and trusting Him as their Lord and Savior, and they'll tell you, preacher, if you'd only knew what I've done. Preacher, if you only knew where I've been. Preacher, if you only knew what I have done with my body. If you would only know what drugs I've taken, what alcohol I've taken, what my eyes have seen, what my mouth has said, what my ears have heard. Preacher, if you only knew, God couldn't love me. Let me tell you this much, friend. Your mamas and daddies may not love you. Your grandma and grandpa may black sheep you in the family. Your cousins may not want to have nothing to do with you. Your brothers and sisters may not want to be around you. But God loved you so much that He gave His Son to die on Calvary. That He became sin for you and I. That He bore the marks that you bore on your body. That He took the whipping on the Roman whipping post for your sins. That He hung there in shame and became sin for all man. God does not care about your situation. He is a God that can take your sins and your failures and your problems and cast them as far as the east from the west. My friend, God don't care about where you've been. He don't care about what you've done. All He cares about is being with you. You say, preacher, there is absolutely no way. I could go on this morning and tell you stories about Billy Kelly and all these preachers of old times. I could tell you about people that's got saved in churches and their life has turned around dramatically, but you will never believe it till you experience it yourself. You believe me? Salvation will give you a better high than any drug ever will. Salvation will take all the worries out of your mind that you think the booze will. Salvation will give you peace in your heart when your nerves is tore all to pieces. You say, preacher, there is absolutely no way. I promise you this morning, if you'll give your life to God, it'll be a high when you wake up in the morning that won't give you a headache. I promise you, if you'll take Him into your life when you are nervous and you're anxious, if you'll take every circumstance, every problem that you're facing to Him, you can live a life of peace. Though the world be raging, though the waves be dashing, this ship will sail safely with you in peace. Can I tell you this morning, God does not care about your situation. You say, preacher, I've heard this, when you go out and you're knocking on doors, I don't have anything to wear to church. Have you ever heard that before? If that's the case, let's go to Goodwill and spend about $20 and get them clothes to come to church. Amen. You know what? There's a whole lot of stuff I've outgrew. Y'all wouldn't believe that. I'm still growing. Some of you are still growing today. Some of you 70 years old and you still growing. You say, preacher, I ain't done it. I quit growing when I was about 20. No, you're growing this way now. You know what? Instead of holding them close, saying one day I'll lose weight. You know as good as I do, we're Baptists. You ain't going to lose no weight. You're going to show up at sunrise service. You're going to eat 5 or 6 eggs. You're going to cover yourself in sausage gravy and biscuits. They're going to bring food in, but you ain't going to eat it because you know that's what you're supposed to eat. You ain't going to lose no weight. You say, preacher, I've really got to get my heart right with God. You're absolutely right, because quit lying in the church. But instead of holding them clothes back and letting the moss eat them, you see somebody that maybe don't have a dress or maybe they don't have a suit, take that suit and pass it on to them. You say, preacher, why would I do that? Because God would do it. It's because God would do it. You know, we hear these preachers, oh, it don't matter how you come to church. You're exactly right. I don't care how you come to church. I care how you leave church. I care why you're here for the next 2 hours or next hour, that what you're in and what you're experiencing will change your life when you go out those doors. But let me say this. God does not care how you come into church. He cares how you leave church. Because I promise you this, instead of saying all these feel-good churches, you'll come in as you are, just come and it be casual and everything. That's fine and well. But when you leave one of those feel-good churches, you're going to leave just as depressed and discouraged as you went in. I like seeing people come in as they are and leave a different man. I'm glad that He can create a new creature. I'm glad that He can give us a new beginning. I'm glad that He can give us a fresh start. Many of you said in January, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, this is my New Year's resolution, and you have failed. It is March, and you have failed. But I want you to know, if you'll trust in God, you'll have a fresh start that'll be better than any start you ever had. God does not care about your situation. You say, preacher, God doesn't care about your circumstances. God doesn't care what you wear. God doesn't care about how you feel. God doesn't care about any of those things. God does not care about what you're going through. He wants to be the solution. You know what I find our problems in churches is a whole lot of times? We have a whole lot of us and not enough of Him. Say, preacher, how can you preach this? Notice what he says. Verse number 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I want you to read with me real quickly in Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. I'm going to give you some scripture. We're going to go home. We're going to come back. We're going to have church. Luke chapter number 12. I want you to notice what he says in verse number 6. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valued than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But of him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. I want to say this to you. Every single one of you sitting in here, God has not forgot about you. God has not lost you. You say, preacher, don't feel like God don't care about me. God cares about you more than you ever knew. Now, some of you in here, you got more hair than others. But can you imagine our God knows every hair that's on every head, knows exactly how many? You know what amazes me, Brother Robert? Not only does he know every hair that's on your head, but he knows every hair that you ever lost. You know why? Because some of them turn loose sometimes, and you got new ones that come back. So he'd already counted those numbers one time. Can I tell you, he knows every need that every person has in here. And some of you this morning, you're so discouraged. You're so down and out. You're so fretful this morning. You say, preacher, God doesn't care about where I'm at. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. The problem is, we don't care enough to bring it to him. The problem in our life is not that God does not care about what you're going through. The problem is, have you brought it to him? Say, preacher, how do you know that? I want you to read Matthew chapter 11 real quickly. Matthew chapter number 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know what would be good for some of you this morning? Get up right where you're sitting at and come down to an old-fashioned altar and just cast it all out before him. Amen. Just throw it all out there. All that's burning you down, all that's weighed on you, all that you've carried around that's took your joy, all the problems that you've had, is just bring it down to the altar and just scatter it out right before him and say, God, here it is. Let me say this to you this morning. God wants you to be specific in your prayer request. How many of you ever heard the saying, I'm not picking on nobody, pray for the lost. We ought to pray for the lost. You're right. But it goes a lot further when you call their names out to him. Amen. When you call the name of your brother, or you call the name of your aunt, or you say, preacher, pray for all those who are having cancer. I understand we've got hospitals that are full of cancer, but especially call the names out of the ones that's close to you. Be specific on what you want God to do. But you see, a lot of times we come down the altar, preacher preaches a message like this, and we throw it all out on the altar, and the first thing we do before we get up, we raise our head toward the heavens, and we start raking it all back in. We start pulling it back into our life. We start dragging all the problems that we just threw out there, and we pick them up, and we throw them over our shoulder. We go back to the pew where we were at, and we're just as miserable as we was before we threw it all out. I don't know about you, but trout season's coming up pretty soon. And Brother Tommy, I'm going to cast a trout rod. And it's going to have a lure on it. But have you ever been somewhere, maybe on the water or maybe on the ocean front? I don't know, as a kid I did this. You write a note and you put it in a bottle and you just throw it way out in the ocean and you let it go. That's what some of you need to do this morning. You need to throw it all out before him. And say, God, I've did all that I can do with it. God, I've carried it as far as I can go with it. And God, I'm going to take you at your word that I'm heavy laden, I'm under burden. Lord, I'm bound up and I'm going to throw it all out here and I'm going to claim your word. And Matthew, I'm going to accept that and I'm going to trust that you're going to give me rest. Some of you this morning, you need rest. I'm not talking because it's daylight saving time, but you need spiritual rest this morning. You have fought a battle. You're weak, you're tired, you're to the point you want to give up. God cares. God cares. I want to give you this, and we're getting ready to be done here in just a minute. Notice what else he says in Ephesians chapter number 3 this morning. Ephesians chapter number 3, the Bible says in verse number 11, according to the eternal purpose which He hath purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want you to notice what He says in verse number 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages. World without end. Amen. I want to say this to you this morning. Why don't you come? All that you can ask Him to do, He is able to do above and abundantly all that you ask. Why don't you cast your care on Him? Why don't you? Every head bowed and eye closed this morning. Mr. Jody comes.